This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Shut Chicago sports for sure.
That's the Jeopardy music right there.
Our buddy Roy Wood Jr. has been playing in Celebrity Jeopardy.
I saw that he was doing that. How's he been doing? Have you watched it at all?
Pretty well.
He's a smart man. It's a very, very smart individual.
He joked about how he got some categories, though, that were like wheelhouse for him. And I think one of them was HBCUs. And he's like, perfect. Let's go.
That's amazing. I'll take Cubs of the 1980s.
He'll be all over that.
Yeah, he would.
But I think he went on a run of the HBCU category, as he should.
I got this sent to me by like three different people. Did anybody send this to you?
No, I'm still like, when you guys said you had something, I kind of left it alone because I wanted to be surprised with what it is. Okay.
What was the category, Tanny? We just played categories.
It was baseball.
Oh, it's a good
just
category.
Baseball, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Baseball 400.
This team went a memorably bad 41 and 121 in 2024, though unlike in 1919, they did try their best.
Oh.
Andrew.
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
That's right.
Oh, no.
No, but seriously, who are the Chicago White Sox?
Why are the Chicago White Sox?
Why are the Chicago White Sox?
How about the dual daggers inside of the question?
Yeah, man. You got to take a shot at 1919. Really?
Baseball 400.
This team went a memorably bad 41 and 121 in 2024, though unlike in 1919, they did try their best. Andrew.
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
That's right.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
You really are. I'm taking it
from Ken Jennings.
Is it a triple?
He's a virgin.
Is it a triple dagger? Like, the first dagger is, they lost a lot of games. Second dagger is, oh, remember when they threw the damn series?
Remember when they just gave away a World
right.
Series?
And either the third dagger or like the augmentation of the first dagger is, they were trying and they were still this bad.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, they're leaning in. That's a solid two and a half daggers.
It's a triad of White Sox disrespect.
It's so disrespectful.
The dagger!
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
Oh, man. That's not going to be useful. There's no way that comes up later, that's like in the holster for Chris Tannehill. No way. Oh, man.
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
The White Sox. They're one of the key sports franchises in the city.
They are.
Key is doing a lot of work there.
They are going to have Ice Cube bobblehead night, though.
Are they really?
Yes. And
that's
when they
cool.
do it, I'm going to be like, give me that beat, fool. It's a full-time Jack move. Chilly chill. Yo, homie, let the track move.
That's understandable. Yeah. That's understandable that you would do that. That's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you're going to do that. I mean, that's the fashion has become part of the iconography of hip hop and more.
The White Sox cap, and specifically like Ice Cube wearing a White Sox cap, is a big part of it. I did say, because we were talking about it in one of my many group chats, and I feel like you have to put the sunglasses are not on Ice Cube on the White Sox's bobblehead, and I feel like you have to put them on there a little bit.
But that's for Eazy-E more than it is for Cube, isn't it?
It is for Cube, too, but fine. If they don't want to do it, that's fine, but it looks very much like Chance the Rapper bobblehead.
You're saying all bobbleheads look alike?
Is that what you're saying? You get a mold. Look.
To be clear, I'm not saying that.
The fire made me a bobblehead.
Did they really?
Yeah, I have a bobblehead from the fire, and it's great. Like, he's got a little microphone, the whole nine yards.
Look like Lovie Smith's bobblehead?
It looks like Darren Jackson's bobblehead.
Well,
and I'm just sitting there going, oh yeah, so that there's someone had a Darren Jackson bobblehead and put a fire uniform on him.
They repurposed
put
it.
Holmes on the back of the jersey or the kit, and they sent it my way.
You don't look dissimilar to Darren Jackson, though.
No, the DJ and I, that's fairly close.
Right, I can see that.
That's fairly close, although he still has like a full head of hair.
He's such a good man.
He really is.
I'm such a fan of that guy.
One of my favorite people. Like, you walk into the ballpark and you see Darren Jackson, like, you feel pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a great sense of gratitude for
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Where he is and getting to do it in a calm about. I know, I can tell and say this for sure. Len Casper adores working with Darren Jackson.
As he should.
Yep.
DJ's like he knows his stuff. He's a good partner. He has been through it.
Yep.
And you're right. I think that there is a level of, I really like doing this job. And I really like doing this job with Len.
Yeah, they got a good thing, man. They got a really serene, comfortable thing. And I know Len is all about making it as comfortable as possible. Can I make a real point on the White Sox real quick here?
Who are the Chicago White Sox?
How are the Chicago White Sox?
Them being this bad, and they got drummed again today, 8-0 by Sacramento.
They're not. Look, this freaked me out yesterday, and I showed Tanny, and it bothers me. I love the MLB app, the At-Bat app. I spend a lot of time on the MLB At-Bat app. Mm-hmm. And even inside, I'm on MLB.com right now.
Yeah.
Texas Rangers, Los Angeles Angels, Seattle Mariners, Athletics. There is no city associated with the Athletics. And you know how, like, you have the little widgets of, like, hey, there's the Cub logo or there's the White Sox logo.
Yeah, there's no secret.
It's a baseball.
Damn.
It's that's like, all it is.
It's like the Utah Hockey Club?
Yes! I
Like the Washington football team?
I can't remember that ever being a thing.
Yeah, that's sad.
And I looked at, I was like, wow, they are a nondescript team with no home.
Here's my,
sorry.
No, you're good. I get it. It's understandable. And your thoughts on the minor league ball club, the minor league parks being used, it's embarrassing. That whole thing is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing, and I don't think they're going to make it to Vegas.
The Sox being this bad is coming with some upside for the viewer, and I'll tell you why. They're being more aggressive with the kids than I expected them to be. Chase Meidroff is here and he's worthy. He played leadoff. He batted leadoff today for the first time. Edgar Caro is here. Edgar Caro got here today. That's half the catching tandem already. I want Edgar Caro and Kyle Teal to be your catching tandem by midseason. And I was thinking it wouldn't be until midseason. It might be in like a month. Kyle Teal might come up, you know, not too long after this. Caro debuted today. It's a line drive hitter with enough power to hit some bombs. But, like, you've got Shane Smith, you've got Meidroff, and now Edgar Caro. I think you will have Teal eventually. They DFA'd Mike Clevinger yesterday. Today they DFA'd Omar Narvaez. And who else? Greg Jones, who Tanny just discovered last night. He was very excited to see.
Yeah, he was rocking some old gazelle glasses when he was standing on first base.
He had the Dick Allen look going. It was strong, but now he's gone. Because maybe they're going to bring up some of these kids a little sooner rather than later. I love that Caro is here, and I think Teal might come behind him, but maybe it's not going to be the worst thing in the world that they're as bad as they are, because maybe they'll get a little more aggressive. So
okay.
take that with however many grains of salt you need.
It's fine. It's just, I got my joy from them taking 2 out of 3 from the Bostons. I'm totally fine. And I figured something weird would then happen with them reverting back to being the worst team in baseball, which they immediately did in having Oakland be in town.
Sacramento.
Sorry.
Not even them.
Not even. They're
baseball.
Not even having baseball athletics in town.
Yeah.
Because they don't have home.
The baseball athletics. What a proud franchise. Philly, Kansas
yes!
City, Oakland. You remember what the Oakland home games used to be like? Remember Grant Balfour and all those crowds like punching at invisible ghosts? I know, but they had a vibe out there, man. That wasn't that long ago. It's like 10 years ago.
The thing to me is, couldn't you at least put the elephant up? Is there? Or is that strictly Oakland?
They don't. They're homeless. They belong to a baseball now. Oakland doesn't want any part of them
because they're homeless.
Sacktown,
they're homeless. Mm-hmm. Tanny, have you seen the version of the piano virtuoso doing that song?
I have not.
I'm going to show it to you during break. It's amazing. I forgot the guy's name, but I have the video saved. It's so good. He blended it in. He was in front of like a classical music audience, and there was like two people in the back that understood what he was doing. It's so beautiful.
Lawrence is talking about Gypsy Woman
by Crystal Waters.
Yes.
And Crystal Waters like jumped into the comments and was like, "This is gorgeous. This is a beautiful way to redo that song." So I'm going to share this with Tanny during the break. But when we come back, Grody is here. I just saw him in the hall. There he is!
Yeah, there's two reasons. Take the North Live is happening at the top of the hour, which is awesome. And then all the Bears assistant coaches talked at earlier today. Mark Grody was there and will bring us the best of it. Take the North Live?
Take the North Live!
Yeah! At 6 o'clock tonight on The Score.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.